Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm giving you some cold weather sex tips because let's face it, what else are you going to do in the polar vortex? It's cold out there. I'm helping you through all your sex and relationship inquiries. Topics include turning up the heat, literally, ways to warm up your sex life. So you found yourself in the friend zone. Now, how do you get out? What to do if you can orgasm, but only when you're thinking about your ex? And whether or not it's a good idea to ask a younger guy out on a date. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Check out sexwithemily.com. You can check out all the things happening on the show, all of our posts, and all the fun things happening there. We love when you comment and subscribe on iTunes. That's amazing for us, and it helps the show. We're releasing 3 podcasts a week. You can check them out everywhere you listen to podcasts. Plus, I'm on SiriusXM Radio, Stars Channel 109, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific. And you guys can get a free 30-day trial. Visit sexwithemily.com/SXM. And the cool thing is you can still call in during those hours. I'm there answering your questions. 888-947-8277. As always, follow me on @sexwithemily across the board on all social media. You should actually do that right now because we're doing some great Valentine's Day giveaways. So if you go there, you'll check it all out and you can win some cool stuff. Hope you guys enjoy the show. I thought since it's cold outside, we can talk about some sex hacks to keep things steamy this winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's like a lot of people are staying inside. You're freezing. You're cold. You're like, how can I get in the mood for sex? And I love giving some sex hacks. So right.
I feel like you're just, everyone's just like curled up in a ball and they're just like, I want to have sex, babe, but I can't move.
Right. Because I'm freezing. Right. When you get home, you just like, yeah, right. You just want to like settle in. Like maybe you're just like eating more comfort food. You're not feeling sexy. So one thing is, this is just something that is a scientifically proven fact, is that wearing socks during sex, if a woman wears socks during sex, she is more likely to orgasm. She just is. So leave those socks on. I haven't tested that one, but it's comes up all the time. Lots of studies, hearing about it for years.
Yeah, I was just
about to, reminded me of winter.
I was just about to ask you that, if you've ever done that, because I was trying to think. I'm like, have I ever left my socks on? And I don't think that I have, because I mean, I guess it's just kind of weird. Like you're completely naked, but you have socks on.
I know. Like you could get some cute fluffy knee socks. I actually have some cute fluffy knee socks that maybe I will wear.
Oh yeah, don't isn't that like a thing, like, you know, the like the button down shirt with the
yes
the long partner, tube socks.
Yes, and I have those, so I think I'll just do that. I won't take the socks off.
Dun-dun-dun.
Exactly. The other thing is, we're drinking tea anyway. Drink some hot tea and bring that into the living room. Maybe you're watching like some Netflix with your partner, Netflix and chilling, and when you have some hot tea, make it peppermint tea, and then you give a surprise oral to your partner. That is going to feel great, because the warm sensation, remember this, sensation play, you guys. This is something that a lot of people don't think about, but when you are playing with different senses with your partner, and even if you're giving them oral, it can feel great to kind of use some, warm up your mouth with hot tea. Peppermint tea would make it even a little bit more tingly.
And that's cool, because it's kind of the best of both worlds, because you have the hotness from it being hot tea and then the coolness from the mint of the peppermint.
Exactly. Ooh. It's a mixture of all senses. And then the other thing, one of my favorite things, if you want to play with sensory play, is to put a blindfold on your partner. And you could do this also without a blindfold, but massage candles. Like, 'tis the season for massage candles. We love massage candles. It's essentially not your regular candle at home. I'm not saying give a massage with a candle. I'm saying a massage candle. That's actually, you light these massage candles and they turn into, you blow it out, you let the wax, the oil pool, it's actually oil, and you let it pool for a few minutes or, you know, a minute, and then it turns into warm, luxurious oil that you pour in your partner's body, and it doesn't get like messy or waxy or, you know, sticky. It just is luxurious, and you put it on your partner's body, give them a massage. We've got some on our site. We've got the Ignite Me candles, which we love, and Jimmy Jane was one of the first to make massage candles that I love. But when you blindfold your partner, all the other senses become heightened, so you could, even though it's cold, it's fun to maybe have some ice cubes by the bed. You can, even though it's winter, but if you warm up with a candle and then you drag over some ice cubes over their body, and then you blow on it, and you could just play with different senses and different temperatures.
I think going from one temperature to the next, like, it's really cool. Like, that feeling is, you know, when you go, you're like you're in the jacuzzi for a really long time and it gets too warm, and then you jump into the pool and it's super cold, but when you get back into the jacuzzi, it feels like so much better and more tingly.
Yes. That's what you can do for your genitals or your partner.
Not with
exactly.
The jacuzzi, but
not,
you know,
with the jacuzzi, but the hot to the cold. So
I love that.
I know. These are all fun things you could do. The little oral, and then you could also use those breath strips in your mouth when you're giving oral.
Oh, the,
like
Listerine.
The Listerine strips. Those are really cool too. And then the other thing is, if you haven't played around with glass toys or steel, like a dildos, which is actually a toy that it doesn't vibrate, you can make them hot or cold. You can put one in a warm pot water, like get a pot of warm water, let it sit for a few minutes, and then, you know, put the toy in hotter water till the get the temperature you desire. And then you could test it out in like a glass toy. Can feel really cool for insertion. You can even use it to, like, you can use them as like a massage. Like if you're using a candle, you could use them as like a roll, like to kind of massage your partner as well on their body.
Yeah. And the cool thing about the steel and the glass, it's like, it is just like this different sensation of, like, 'cause it's like glass and steel is so smooth.
Right.
So when you play it, like, you know, it's just different. It's just a different feeling. The Enjoy wand. I finally tried that. I like cooled it down a little bit. I was a little scared. Okay, so this is the thing. I was scared because I was telling my friend about it. I was like, oh, I'll put it in the freezer. And and then use it. And they're like, well, what if you get that, like, that Christmas Story situation where he, like, stuck his tongue to the pole and he got stuck?
Oh, right.
And they're like, that's going to happen to your vagina. I'm like, no, it's not.
That's not going to happen. That doesn't happen with these.
I tested it very slowly because I was like, what if that does happen? Like, she got it in my head. I was like, fuck.
Oh, my God. And it, like, sticks to your inside your vagina. God, that would be, no, I don't think that's going to happen. So you haven't used it yet. You could use it at room temperature. It's not going to stick to you. You could actually, you know, reconcile that. But that would be pretty funny. You'd have to take a picture.
Yeah, you would be the only person I would
of course
send it to. Be like, Emily, it happened. But no, I tried it and it didn't. But the way, I guess what I did, instead of putting it just like straight in the freezer, is I just took like a bunch of ice packs and wrapped it around.
Oh. And then did you try it?
Yeah. And it felt amazing. Right? It was like, and just like, it's
the
like
coolness. Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's hot, you can be under your sheets and then your warm covers and then use like a cold. Oh, I should do find my Enjoy and do that too. You are inspiring me for the weekend. The Enjoy it's great for penetration. For women, like if you haven't found your G-spot yet or you just like internal stimulation, it's a different kind of pressure than using mm-hmm. a vibrator, and it feels really good. It's called the Enjoy. We'll put this all in the show notes. And the other thing is, for warm weather, cold weather sex, this is such a fun time of year to have sex in the shower, take a bath together with your partner. When was the last time you did that? Or yourself. Take mm-hmm. a bath by yourself. This is like the bathing season. So, you know, you could... I don't know. Like, I'm a huge fan of everyone masturbating. And especially for women, a lot of us, you know, what prevents us from wanting to have sex and what prevents us from wanting to masturbate is that a lot of it is we're anxiety, stress, we don't make the time. But when you get into a bath and you like put in like your favorite bath salts, like don't be saving them for like another day. Like use them to pamper yourself. Your whole body just becomes relaxed and you're more likely to get out, use your favorite oil, masturbate, or with your partner. Take a shower, mm-hmm. take a warm shower.
And a lot of sex toys, if you are using, a lot of them are waterproof or splashproof. And they'll usually say like on the box and stuff. So you can bring your toys with you.
Yeah. True that. It's true. Bring toys into the tub.
Toys in the tub. I love it. But my favorite thing ever, though, for sex in the shower is definitely the sports sheets.
Yes.
Sex in the shower kit.
Yeah. It's called Sex in the Shower. And it's a line of products that are made just for sex in the shower, because the deal with sex shower sex is it sounds really fun and romantic and sexy and hot. But when you actually try to do it, it's like, people can slip, they can fall. You think that water is a lubricant, but it's not. You need to add lube. So the Sex in the Shower line, they make products like a suction handle that sticks to the wall so mm-hmm. you are sturdy. They make it never gets old for me, the vibrating loofah. It's mm-hmm. like a loofah sponge, but it has a little vibrator in it, like one of those little bullet vibes.
Yeah.
So you can play in the shower and they have lubes and things,
and it's concealed really well in the loofah, so it looks like just a regular loofah.
Yeah, you can't tell what it is. So I had that in my shower for a long time. I need to get a new one. Do we have any more here? I
we might do.
Take that mm-hmm. home for a weekend. So I think that is fun too. So check, you can check this all out on our website. Mm-hmm. We've got a little store there if you want to do some shopping mm-hmm. or just some looking, or think of ways that you can continue to, you know, stay warm when it's cold out and turned on and happy. All right, those little tips here. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with more. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Hey, we're going to talk to Paul, who's 48 in California, and he's being put in the friend zone, and he's trying to get out.
Paul, tell me everything.
Hi, Emily. Hi. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I really enjoy your station. I just got into it. I need a relationship, an answer to my relationship question here. I've been put in the friend zone by this wonderful girl that I met right after I got divorced. Well, about 2 years after I got divorced. We started dating. Nothing was serious. It was more, I was just... Really, I was nervous. I was very nervous in getting our new relationship. And we started to become really close friends, doing a lot of things together and everything. And when things started getting a little serious, she backed off and said that she wasn't ready. Well, I kind of like took that as, okay, well, I'll be here as your friend. I'm always here for you. And decided to keep on, you know, with dating and stuff. And I did. I dated. And while I'm dating, I still get calls and texts and emails from her constantly. She tells me her problems with her relationships, her sexual, stuff in her sex life. And I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm there to hear for her, to hear it. And I'm kind of uncomfortable by it. I don't know what to do.
So what do you want? No, I get it. I get everything here. So here's the thing. You had feelings for her. Or are you saying that you still have feelings for her? Like, what do you want from this relationship? Do you think it's actually eventually going to turn around? You still love her and want to be with her?
I would love to be with her. She's everything that I, you know, we're very compatible at the beginning. And she travels a lot on her business, and she's always finding, you know, relationships that don't work. And she's been in through probably in the past year and a half, she's probably been into 3 relationships. And then, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So, Paul, what you got to do is, listen, you can't be her friend anymore if you love her and you want to be with her. That's the only way you're going to be able to figure out what can actually happen with your relationship if you let her know that I still have feelings for you. I want this to be more than friends. And so, we're going to have to cut contact for a little bit, because it's not easy for me to hear about all these relationships you're in. I think we should be together. I think we're, you know, meant to be together. We have this great connection, but I can't be available to you to hear about all these guys you're dating that aren't working. That just doesn't work for me.
Right.
And it's also keeping you from meeting new people, Paul, because you're still there and she calls and you want to be that friend. But I think once you like, and that's a very strong move, and that might actually, who knows what could happen, but either way, you're going to get your answer and you're going to be able to move on with your life, either with her or without her.
Well, I did do something like that last year. I mean, this was like near the holidays. I did tell her we went out to eat, and she invited me out, you know, to eat. And I, you know, we spent a long time talking, and I did give her I feel like, you know, I care for you very much. I'm tired of seeing you in these relationships. I would like to start one with you and go forward. And I never got an answer. She just like let
There's
it go.
There's no answer. But then the next time she called you with a problem, you probably texted her back and said, "Oh yeah, let me help you with this guy." So you have to stick to your boundaries.
I am too nice of a guy.
Be this nice to yourself, then, Paul. Be this nice to yourself, and don't waste any more time with someone who's not going to be able to return the love in the way that you need it. Maybe if you guys are truly meant to be friends, you will be. But it sounds like you are a nice guy and you want to be in a relationship. So you said it once, but she didn't get an answer. There's nothing to answer there. You were telling her, I can't be with you unless we're romantic. And then she didn't give you an answer. And I'd say no answer is an answer. She was like, okay, well, I'm not going to say anything here, but I still need his advice because he's a really good friend.
Right.
No,
I get it. I just thought, you know, because, I mean, she's always wanting to know about my sexual relationships with the women I'm with. She's always wanting, she's giving me graphic detail on some of her relationships, and I'm uncomfortable. I'm thinking, wow, is this something you're into, or I don't know.
One more conversation with her then, Paul. One more conversation with her, and you say, listen, I brought this up a year ago, and I just need some clarity on this. You know how I feel about you. I love you. I think I care about you. But you're telling me these things about your sex life and relationships. I want more from our relationship. Like, I think about being with you and having sex with you. And so is that something that is interesting to you? Are you into me in that way? See what she says. And then if not, you're going to have to just cut the communication. Not forever. Maybe for 6 months. No social media. Unfollow her everywhere. You know, and don't just... Then you're going to realize it might be really hard and you'll miss her. Or maybe, who knows, she'll really miss you and realize that she has feelings. But right now, keeping it how it's been the last 2 years, nothing's changed. So you got to make a change if you want to see some change. You got to do something different here. And it's not going to be easy.
I will.
You're going to have to pull back.
I know,
Paul. I know it's not what you're here, but it's the truth. Okay, Paul. Do that and then let me know how it goes. We'll help you find someone else. We're here every night, okay? Thanks, Paul. I just want you to get what you... I want us all to get our needs met. You know, 888-947-8277. We used to get the friend zone a lot. That's a really interesting question. Like the guys, I guess women fall into the friend zone too, but we often hear from guys like, why is it? And you know why you fall into the friend zone? If you're like driving, you're like, I'm always in the friend zone. It's because you're leading with being a great friend, because you're not leading with, I'm interested in you, and leading with your letting, being that man that's like desirous of a partner and letting them know, like, I'm interested in having sex with you and being intimate. I'm not your best friend. I'm not changing your tire. I'm not picking up your medicine at Walgreens. Like, I'm not your best friend. I'm not your friend. And I think a lot of times men are somehow told, I don't know, Ken was always in the friend zone. You want to talk about that? Ken's happily married now, but I believe that goodness. Ken was a friend zone guy.
Yeah, for years.
Right?
Yeah, years and years. And
why, though? Why do you think that was? Can you give us some insight into the mind of a friend zone guy?
Oh, well, at least for me. at least this friend zone guy. So one, it was a lot about self-confidence where, you know, and I know, which is strange because you know me now, and Shane and Dan were sitting over there, know me now, and I'm sometimes too confident. But when it came to relationships, I never had the confidence. So I like a lot of guys, I think they wait for the woman or a partner to make the first move and to be aggressive. And so when that wasn't happening, the thought was, I'm a nice guy, you know, and so the approach was, I would do everything I would want to do to show the person what kind of person I was and wait for the response. And if the response wasn't romantic, I would either, you know, continue to be that nice guy,
like,
and not ask, and then I would wind up with, you know, with girls that I like in high school. I remember we'd go out all the time, and finally it took so much nerve, and I got up the nerve, and I did just what you just said, and I said, do you want to go out as more than friends? And she was like, no, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll just continue just like we are. And because in my head, it was still like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing the same path because that's all I knew how to do.
Right, because you're a nice guy, too. And you're like, well, if I show that I'm a good person, like my mom raised me, I'm a good guy.
That's it.
I'm
just
show up
you
on
just,
time,
yeah,
I
just,
care, I have emotions.
Right, you just expect it. You just expect it to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, that
led, that way.
And that led to my first marriage because she was the first one, you know, that was the, she was the
she
first
like, oh,
one.
Actually,
well, she was
I'll
the first,
more than friends.
She was the first one that pursued me.
And it was
interesting, and so it was a short-lived marriage, and you know, and luckily I learned a lot from it. That changed how I approach relationships. But the interesting thing, and I found out years later, that at least two of the girls that I was friend zoned with were waiting for me to ask them out.
Oh, and you never even asked them out. You just assumed that eventually
I was
they
waiting,
would make...
That's
another end of the friend zone. You're right. With guys who never even get there. They're like, I assume that she's going to let me know, because it is confidence.
It is. I have to say, I was never...
rejection and
all
these things.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't know how to... And we would go... And to me, it was like, okay, we would go out and do things. And you know, I would always be thinking, is this a date? Do I, you know, I don't know how to do this. I would never be aggressive. Certainly not aggressive sexually. Just nothing ever came for it.
Yeah.
And I was never in a position like Paul's, right, where it's probably, you know, he started off in a romantic relationship, right, with her, or at mm-hmm. least semi right, dating. And then, you know,
he flipped, right.
He probably representing something very safe for her. And, you know, but it wasn't what she wanted. She wanted, you know, right, who knows, something different. But I luckily was never in that position. It was always waiting for it to happen.
Right. Exactly. You guys can't wait around for your life to happen to you.
Let's take an email right now. And this one is kind of a doozy. So bear with me here.
Okay.
So this is from Lena, who's 30 in California. She writes, "Hi, Emily. I spent half of my 20s in an on and off relationship with my college boyfriend. It was immature and complicated, but extremely passionate, always crazy in love. After we broke up, we were intimate with other people while still being intimate with each other. We wanted to end up together, but wanted to experience other things first to see if it was meant to be. I finally gave another man a chance, which is when my ex finally decided he wanted to be with me, but I was getting older and didn't want to risk losing this new person that could be good for me. Fast forward, I married the guy after my ex. My ex is married to someone else and we've quote unquote moved on. I love my husband. He's amazing. The sweetest, kindest man. But our sex is a lot more mellow compared to with my ex. My concern is that I'll never have the same connection with my husband that I shared with my ex. And I'm only able to orgasm ever by thinking about my ex. This makes me feel extremely guilty and fraudy. And this happens every single time. Any advice on how to erase past memories?"
Oh, this is a really good question, Lena. Thanks for this question, because I think this is relatable in a lot of different ways. I think we tend to, there's a lot of things going on here. We tend to glorify our past relationships when we get out of them. We have this thing called euphoric recall, where our ex, you might, when we first break up, we're like, yeah, we're breaking up with them, it's not great, but like a week, a month, we put them on this pedestal where all we can remember are all the amazing things. Sex was so amazing, it was the best sex I ever, it was such a great connection. And we, our brains love to kind of attach to things that are going to disrupt us from having happiness. Okay, there is a negativity bias the way our brains are just wired. So once we all get comfortable with that, knowing that we can change those thoughts, the better off we're all gonna live here. So I want to know what I think is going on here, is Lena, is that it's kind of, this has become a mechanism or a tactic for you, not consciously, to not really have to be present in your relationship with your husband. So I feel like this might be a way to be avoiding a real kind of intimacy with your husband, because you're always thinking about this ex. You've created this whole story that it was the 10 years. Like, this is your story. Like, I bet you tell this story to your friends and you tell this story like the one that got away. We get attached to these things, right? But I feel like he's moved on. You've been in a relationship now for, how long? 10 years you've been with him? Are you married to this guy? How long have you been with your husband now? But the point is, you need to talk to your husband about spicing it up and get your brain out of the past and then moving into some future that we never know is going to happen with, if you think you're going to break up with your husband and end up with the ex. That is not going to happen. I really think that this is a great time for you to just turn towards your husband and be like, let's talk about our sex life. What can we do that would be really interesting to spice things up and to make things interesting to both of us? I mean, sex is about both of you. You don't have to solve it on your own. So if it just mellow with your husband, he probably thinks it's fine. He has no idea that you might be needing something else. And I promise you, if you had amazing sex, amazing orgasms with your ex, it's completely possible to create something like that, but probably better with your husband, who you've committed a life to. So the only thing missing here, Lena, literally the only thing you have to do is practice when you're thinking about this ex and all these things, is going towards your husband, not away from him, and saying, babe, how can we work on our sex life? What can we do together to make it more interesting, to spice it up, try some toys, talk about fantasies? I mean, there's a whole lot of things we talk about here on the show.
Okay, should we take an email?
Yes. I want to do this one here.
All right, so we have Tammy, 50, from USA, which, you know, most of you are, but that's fine. She writes, "Hi, Emily. Recently found your show. It's become my new favorite podcast/radio show. Love it. Anyways, I'm 50 years old, but when I meet people, they think I'm in my mid to late 30s because I'm active, in shape, and healthy. I'm single and have been for some time. I've been working out with a trainer and found myself crushing on him. We have a lot of the same interests, but the issue is he's 31. I know people have issues with this big of an age gap. I don't, because I don't see myself as a 50-year-old woman, whatever that's supposed to look and act like. Dudes my age are older and too busy talking aches and pains, and I just don't have time or any desire to deal with that. I'm afraid to ask this guy out, primarily due to the age thing. I've never done it before, and I'm scared. What do you think?"
Oh, okay, Tammy. This is a great question. First of all, I totally get it. I look a lot younger than I am, and I feel like I often do go out with younger guys. It's just how it happens. 20-year age difference is a lot. I get that too, but I don't really think that age has to matter if you feel compatible with them. So now, is this someone that you think you're going to have a long relationship with? Are you just looking for sex? I mean, I feel like if you're honest and you ask them out for coffee or for a drink and you know, see what happens, I think that maybe you could have some great chemistry with them and some fun sex. But I'm not going to judge you on this. I think there's a lot of older men dating younger women and older women dating younger men. So I feel like you're right on board here with saying that, like, if that's what you're into and you're attracted to them, I mean, I was just texting with a friend who's 48 and she's dating a 22-year-old, like, right before the show. Dating, like flirting with, not probably going to spend the rest of her life with. Maybe he's 25, but they're having sex and it's fun and they're doing things. So you never know where things are going to go in life. Sure, maybe one day he's going to want kids or a family or things can change. But right now, if you're really honest and you're like, ask him out and there's a connection and you have sex and you guys keep protecting your own, you know, you talk about what you both want and your goals. I don't see how you could both get hurt with this if you're honest. Maybe you'll just have some amazing sex and it'll get your motor flowing again and then you'll be ready to go out and date some more. I don't have a problem with this.
Yeah, and at least when you go for it, you know.
You tried.
You know your answer. And then I feel like, I mean, what's the age? Because I feel like when you're younger, especially like in high school or young 20s, you find out someone likes you and you don't like them back. Like you get all awkward and you're all like, oh no, like I can't like talk to them normally because right. They like me. But I've never been that way. I've always been like, yeah, I know you like me. I just don't feel the same way, but I think we could be friends.
Right. Because you're saying, what could the damage be here be? Like, yeah, I think like, that he'll probably still, she could enter. Like, so Tammy, you could say to him in a way that's like, hey, I feel like there's this connection. I'd love to get a drink with you sometime if you're into it. And then he could be like, if he says yes or no, or I have a girlfriend, you can say, you can switch it. We're adults. We don't have to hold on to it like we're 12.
Yeah.
If you don't feel rejected by this, and you maybe it's better just to be honest because your attraction is going to keep going. So you might as well just, you know, face it. So I think being honest is the best way to do it. But if you decide it's uncomfortable, then you don't have to train with him anymore. But this age thing comes up a lot. I think that there was a study that came out last year that said 10 years is the cutoff. Like 10 years and younger is when 10 years or less is when the age gap works. But when it's over 10 years, like for long-term relationships, mm-hmm. like it doesn't sound like Tammy's looking for long-term here, maybe just some fun.
Yeah.
That typically doesn't work. But I feel like you hear exceptions to every, you know, in every case. And I think that, you know, a lot of us are living longer. We're going in second marriages, second relationships, and it just happens. But I think, again, you guys, like everything, it comes down to communication and thinking if you both have the same goals or you want the same things, even if it's just sex, like define that. Thanks everyone for listening. Hope you love the show. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Samantha, Julia, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.